Hey, Studio 360 listeners, this is something new and different in your podcast feed. We've just launched a new weekly podcast. It's called Sideshow, and it's all about arts and culture and the best memes on the internet right now. Sort of like Studio 360's Wacky Kid Brother, or like Studio 360's Sideshow, which is why it's called Sideshow. One of our producers, Sean Ramaswaram, is hosting. He is smart and funny, and I know you're going to like him. You can find out more at pri.org/sideshow. And if you like what you hear, I hope you'll subscribe to it on iTunes. See you this weekend.
Soundworks.
Soundworks.
From PRI.
This is Sideshow, a podcast from Studio 360. I'm Sean Ramaswaram. Can you imagine what it was like to be funny before Twitter? To have all of these jokes coming out of your ears but nowhere to put them? Now it's so easy. You just type some funny observation into your telephone, send it out into the ether, and pretty soon you're being favorited and retweeted and your favorite comedian's following you. It's like the golden age of one-liners. People are actually becoming comedy writers this way too. Jack Moore was working for BuzzFeed Entertainment but wanted to be writing for TV, so he started a Twitter account called Seinfeld Today, in which he put Seinfeld characters into modern situations. It's George dealing with Facebook drama, Elaine trying to rent a Zipcar, Jerry's take on the Anthony Weiner scandal. Pretty soon he had 700,000 followers and was writing for a Fox sitcom. Another guy named Brian Donaldson was working an IT job outside of Chicago and started tweeting hilarious observations from @thenardvark. People started appreciating him, and now he's a writer for Late Night with Seth Meyers. So who's next? I say this guy.
My name's Gavin Spieler.
Right now, Gavin's a writer and performer at the UCB in New York, and yes, he has a Twitter account.
I run a Twitter account called Unfinished Scripts.
His Twitter handle is Unfinished S.
The premise is it's the first page of bad movie scripts.
Gavin just tweets out photos of the first page of screenplays he's written. Not the second, not the third, not the 110th. Since Gavin doesn't actually have to see any of these ideas through, he's sort of giving himself a license to be pretty ridiculous.
What are two movies that I probably would be tough to put together, like, on the same page, like...
Say, mashing up Face Off, the 90s action movie with Nicolas Cage and John Travolta, with something a little more serious, like Kramer vs. Kramer. Here's how that one went.
Interior, marriage counselor's office, day. Susan and Jeff, a married couple, sit on the couch in front of Dr. Lipper. They both look depressed. Susan is crying.
How do we save our marriage?
We'll try anything.
It's unorthodox, but surgery. Switch faces and genders. Live as your spouse for a week to better understand them. I've seen it work.
That's insane.
But Jeff, we said we'd try anything.
Jeff looks at her and sees the tears in her eyes. He sighs. Cut to interior, Jeff and Susan's bedroom, morning. Jeff, but now with Susan's face, sleeps. Susan isn't there. The door is kicked in and a SWAT team pours into the room.
Susan Heath, you're under arrest for stealing $35 million.
What? No. I'm her husband, Jeff.
Sure, lady. And I'm the Pope.
Jeff looks out the window and sees Susan, but with his face on, smiling evilly. She jumps into the driver's seat of a waiting sports car. Dr. Lipper is driving. They high-five.
They planned it.
Cut to interior, maximum security women's prison.
Unfinished Scripts has over 30,000 Twitter followers right now, but Gavin isn't just doing this for the retweets. He genuinely loves a very specific kind of movie.
I got a soft spot for, like...
Bad ones?
Bad ones, yeah. Like, bad action movies from the 80s or 90s. Like, I watched The Negotiator the other night just for...
Wait, is The Negotiator
fun.
A bad movie? I love that movie.
I like The Negotiator, but that's... I feel like it's not... if you said The Negotiator, you'd have to remind people what it is a lot of the time.
It's Samuel Jackson,
yes,
with orange hair. He's kind of a redhead in that.
Yeah, it's like a negotiator that takes hostages and has to deal with another negotiator, which I love.
So I was raised in a family that thought The Negotiator was a good movie.
Oh, yeah.
And so do you have a favorite bad movie?
The ones that really stick out to me are the ones that are kind of classic. That, like, Rocky IV is a bad movie, really. Like, you know, but people love Rocky IV.
Yeah.
I feel like it's
what a lot like, of people religiously think of first love Rocky when they think IV. Of,
yeah, even though the first Rocky is like legitimately like didn't win best.
It won best picture.
Then like you look at Rocky IV and like Paulie has a robot with a sexy voice like in the first like 5 minutes of that
movie.
And
everyone's so shiny.
Yeah, that's right.
People aren't really that shiny.
That's right. Everyone is just like glistening, reflecting light.
So you love bad movies so much that you started writing the first page of scripts for presumably terrible movies.
Yeah. And you know what? It wasn't actually even like I'm going to write bad movies. I'm like I'm the type of person who like Saving Private Ryan, I would be like, oh, it'd be great if they like revealed an alien attack like 90 minutes into that movie or something like that would probably destroy the story. I love unexpected twists and, you know, you rarely see those. But when you do see them, they're really fun, you know.
Right.
The weird thing about it is like Twitter is 140 characters, but I'm cheating. Like I'm taking a photo of a page, you know.
It's amazing you've succeeded because no one wants to read a full page of text on Twitter, but they're willing to do it for you.
Right. And maybe that's it. Oddly, the novelty's length, because if everybody was linking to something longer, it wouldn't be a successful
Twitter would
application.
Suck.
Yeah.
So how long have you been doing unfinished scripts now?
At least a year.
Do you have a favorite? If any one of them could get made, do you have one that you'd prefer?
Oh, if anyone could get made, that's it. That'd be interesting, because I'd probably then just be like, what's the one that's the most impossible to make? There is one I liked that was like a Hannibal Lecter type character is like wheeled into the courtroom with the mask and the chains and the, you know, and the judge sentences him to
interior courtroom day. The courtroom's packed. An old judge enters and sits.
Bring in the defendant.
The doors swing open and an army of guards wearing protective gear enter. With them is Dr. Francis Proctor. He wears a straitjacket and is chained to a device with wheels. He has a metallic mask covering his mouth to keep him from using his teeth. A guard wheels him forward. The courtroom falls dead silent. Dr. Proctor stares straight ahead, chillingly.
Dr. Francis Proctor, you have been found guilty. Never. In my 46 years on the bench, have I encountered such disturbing and heinous crimes. For that, I sentence you to death.
Dr. Proctor begins laughing in a cold, disturbing manner.
But death alone is not enough for what you've done.
Dr. Proctor stops laughing and cocks his head to the side.
Before you are executed, you will coach the worst team in the history of Northern Virginia Pee Wee football, the Groundhogs.
Cut to exterior, dirt football field, day. Armed guards wheel Dr. Proctor to the sidelines. On the field, a ragtag group of kids throw a football. They're comically unathletic. One of the guards laughs.
Good luck with this group of losers, you fucking psycho.
One of the kids throws the ball out of bounds. A dirty but cute stray dog catches the ball in its mouth. The kids try to get the ball back by chasing it, but the dog runs all over the field, breaking tackles. Dr. Proctor's eyes narrow as he stares thoughtfully at the unusually athletic dog.
So have you tried to sell any of these or pitch them to real Hollywood people?
No, I have not tried to pitch any movies. I have, though, accidentally written one that was an actual movie where U.S. Air Force pilots go back into the past to prevent the attack on Pearl Harbor. And there was an actual movie, I think, where Japanese pilots from the past come into the future, and somebody, a couple people after I posted that one, a couple people replied to me on Twitter like, you know, this is actually a movie that's been made. And I like looked it up and IMDb'd it and I was like.
Did you have to issue an apology from unfinished scripts?
Yeah, I did. That was – I like never write anything except for – because in my mind, it's sort of a character like who wouldn't want to explain that his comedic Twitter account isn't working because he's legitimately writing.
One thing that's really funny about your presence is that you don't actually post like a PDF or a link to a Google Doc. Mm-hmm. You literally post a photo that you've taken maybe on your cell phone of your monitor. That maybe is like my favorite part of this whole account.
I'm really glad to hear you say that because that's the thing that I most often will Most people will be like, this is really funny. I like this. And they'll share it or whatever. But then a lot of people also be like, can you not take a picture? Like, there's glare. I try my best not to get glare, but like,
it's super fuzzy.
Yeah. Yeah. It's just like an artistic choice. I'm like, it's funnier to me just visually to see the monitor. I'm trying to get people to read it and I'm doing something that makes it harder to read.
Right. But yet you have like 33,000 followers, so clearly people don't mind. So Twitter has become this platform for comedians and just regular people.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, if you're funny, you're funny.
To translate
funny,
their
yeah.
comedy into like real life comedy gigs. Is that part of the plan here?
You know, this is another great way to just get like something that's my sensibilities and my yeah. sense of humor out there. And it's also the most immediate response. Like you're told immediately if people right. think this is funny or not.
It's a barometer yeah. for your comedy writing.
Yeah, it's kind of the thing that, like outside of live performance, like to write something and go like, can I get immediate feedback on this right. is amazing, you know. I post them like minutes after I write them. I don't like hold on to them and think about them. If my gut tells me it's funny, like I do that, you know.
And it's amazing that people will read them immediately because unlike a tweet, they're having to spend at least yeah. you know, 5 minutes.
Yeah, there's some guy waiting online for the bathroom at Applebee's reading it or whatever.
That's your demo?
Yeah, that's my demo. Applebee's, not Red Lobster, not Sizzler, not...
Interior, FBI headquarters, crisis room, day. A group of FBI agents meet. The room is tense.
Terrorists have taken over Kilmore, abandoned prison. They got 55 hostages and a nuclear missile pointed directly at New York City. The prison is located on an island. We'd sneak in, but Kilmore was decommissioned 25 years ago. Nobody knows their way around it anymore.
That's not exactly true, sir.
Agent Bikewell stands and slides a photo across the table.
Frank Cracker, the only man to ever escape Kilmore. He did it twice.
Get him here. Now.
That won't be easy. He's currently being held in a North Korean prison. The place is a fortress. I don't know how we'll get him out.
We don't know, but I know who will.
Agent Daygood stands and slides a photo across the table.
His name is Seo Yeon-jun, and he knows that North Korean prison like the back of his hand.
Let's bring him in. ASAP.
He's in a Russian prison called Duskia. No one gets out of there.
Almost no one.
Agent Nicetree stands and slides a photo across the table.
Thanks for listening to Sideshow, and please subscribe. It's fun and free, and it's on iTunes and Stitcher and anything else you'd want to listen to a podcast on. Unfinished thanks to David Krasnow, and totally finished thanks to TLDR's Alex Goldman, who actually introduced me to Unfinished Scripts. He's also one hell of a narrator. I needed lots of voices for this one, so I wandered the halls of WNYC looking for people to perform. Thanks to Radiolab's Matt Kielty and Kelsey Padgett, and Studio 360's John Delore, Jenny Lawton, and Rose Connolly, who also helped engineer this puppy. You can find a lot more from Sideshow at studio360.org/sideshow, and you can find us on Twitter at Sideshow.
Soundworks.
Soundworks.
From PRI.